It's time for Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
Hey, folks, it's Mike the Ref here at the St. Albert Community Center here. Man, we got a lot of wrestling we're going through here this weekend. This is the Alberta Super Weekend of Wrestling, the third promotion in 3 days. We're here with the CWE 8th Anniversary Tour. It's a special show, so I had to bring in a special guest here to host here. And so I brought in Mr. T. James Logan. Mr. Logan, pleasure to be to have you here.
You bet, Mike. How you doing?
Oh, just great.
You look a little tired. It's been a lot of wrestling for you. It's only day one for me, day three for you.
Yeah, well, having to put up with those kids at RCW on Friday, and then having that PWA show on Saturday. Trust me, folks, check out all the quick calls for all three shows. This show here, it just shows that all three companies that we covered this weekend had absolutely great talent.
And not only that, it showed a big diversity. Each show had something very different to offer the fans, and I think that's why these companies kind of survive and thrive instead of just, you know, everyone going to just one. You find multiple fans at multiple events because each thing seems to offer something different.
Absolutely. And with CWE, you usually get more of an in-ring technical style than you do at some of the other promotions we get around here. And it is a very healthy change compared to what we see in other areas. So.
Well, you know, I've always compared it to like an ROH kind of style compared to anywhere else in Alberta at the moment.
Well, speaking of some unique characters, let's get right to our first match. A man out of Kansas City, known as Kados, taking on one of the regulars for CWE, Shane Sabre. And this match here, we didn't know exactly what to expect out of Kados. And frankly, I know that in your preview show of the tour, even the promoter didn't know exactly what was going to be coming out of Kados here. I was thoroughly impressed with his ability in the ring. He went toe-to-toe with one of the best we see in CWE, but in the end, he succumbed to the Shane Sabre spear for the 1-2-3. Legend, your thoughts?
Well, you know what? I got to say this. First of all, Kados, I tried to look around the net. I tried to find as many things, and all I could find was a lot of ravings by a guy who frankly looked like the biggest lunatic, and a scary lunatic at that. And tonight we got that. He is out of his mind. That's all I'm going to say. He was all over the place. And you know what? That kind of makes him unpredictable. Shane Sabre, this is a guy, how is he not signed to someone right now in the big leagues? Because he's got the looks, he has the talent, he has the size. I think Shane Sabre fans, when you get a chance, see him now, because in a couple of years from now, he's not going to be going around the small towns. He's going to be in the bigger arenas.
Well, I think Shane Sabre in many ways is going to be going the same direction as former CWE wrestler alumni Jason Kincaid, who currently is wrestling in Evolve. So when it comes to Kados, for people that don't know what he looks like, his face is pretty close to Kimbo Slice, and his body was a bigger version of ACH, who we had here at the last tour. He is built, and
he's crazy. He's crazy. Crazy.
So simply put, he's crazy. He tried to compare himself to Bret Hart.
Yes, and he had a duel, I believe a beard duel, with Shane Sabre. Fans, I can't even describe to you what a beard duel is. I hope someone taped that somewhere, but it was something unique to see.
Trust me, folks, but the two of us, we can't really talk about hair on the whole part here. But
we're a little bit scarce in that department of knowledge, I'll admit.
It was a great match to start off here, and it went right into a match that with a man that I was absolutely shocked when I saw him. You had the King of Pong, Ethan Price.
The party boy, the ultimate frat boy. I'm not sure why you'd want to brag about that, but yes.
Well, all I know is he's shooting his balls at everybody around the ringside.
Mike, this is a family show.
What? Beer pong balls.
Oh, yes, sorry, yes, beer pong balls. Sorry.
Jeez, what do you take me for?
I don't know. I was confused.
And he was taking on Omar Amir, who...
Now, what was his name? Something about the money? That Omar Amir is money, man. Holy smokes. What a built individual.
The face of a dollar bill. This man was built like $1 million. Mm-hmm. I did not know anything about him on this card, and my God, did he impress me on this card.
Well, you know, this is one of those rare opportunities where my wife was in attendance, and she never watches anything except her phone, but she watched Omar, and I heard to hear over and over again how greatly built Omar is. So I'm a little bit jealous, but yes, this man is incredibly jacked. He looks like a talented, he looks like a wrestler, a big league wrestler.
That's the first thing I said to the guys when I got in there. That man looks like a wrestler, acts like a wrestler, and he absolutely destroyed this little college frat boy.
Well, you know what, Ethan Price.
Ethan Price did get his shots in. We got to say that.
And you know what, he is a mouthy bugger, and I'm sure he gets in victories because he does definitely cheat a lot. Tonight, Omar was way too big. It was like the little man trying to scale the giant wall. The wall fell on him. And let's just say it, Omar. I see a bright future for this guy. Enjoyed his in work. Actually, see a future for Ethan Price, but if the fans don't kill him first, I don't think throwing pong balls into girls' faces and laughing and walking away is a bright move.
I'm not. Never mind. Let's move on to our third match here, and we're going to go from the unfamiliar to the very familiar.
You're talking about the Hellbilly.
Absolutely. The RCW veteran Rex Roberts, who hasn't been around for about 8 months now, he made an appearance here today at CWE as we have the throngs of crowds going by here on us here, taking on All Japan Wrestling alumni and which training? It was the Can-Am Training Center.
Can-Am Training, and I believe he competed in 01.
Yeah, absolutely. He's been all over the place. Phil Atlas. And you want to talk about somebody who looks like they are a wrestler and built and ready to go? Phil Atlas was so crisp in that ring there tonight. Great movement all around the ring. And a guy like Rex, who knows how to work the ring so well, it was a great combination of both those two guys together.
Well, you know, Phil Atlas, he reminded me of guys of, looking at him was like looking at guys like Chris Sabin. Or, you know, what's the other guy in the Machine Guns? Alex Shelley. You know what? He had that look of a guy who maybe he's in the indies, maybe he's a tiny bit smaller, but definitely knows his way around the crowd, definitely knows his way around the ring. And he really took it tonight to Rex Roberts. Rex, of course, this guy's a veteran. He's been around a long time. Cheated to get in that win, but you know what? It only takes 3 seconds, and Rex Roberts may have come on top, but I see a great future, too, for Phil Atlas.
Absolutely. The future is now for a guy like Phil Atlas. For people that didn't hear about the finish here, Rex took off his boot as he was outside the ring.
Where have we seen that before?
Oh, yeah. Hits him in the head. That's how he won his last tag team title run with Joey Vendetta back in RC there. But hit him in the head with a boot. Got the 1-2-3. And let's face it, folks, if the boot don't get you, the smell will. So.
Ouch, ouch, ouch. Yes. You know what? Rex Roberts never... never turn your back on a veteran. And that, you know what? Phil Atlas got a little bit distracted for a moment. That's when Rex Roberts went in and you know, got him with the boot. It's going to happen.
And speaking of people that should get the boot, we're going on to our six-man tag team match. And if you guys listen to my quick calls on Friday, you'll understand where we get to this here. We got the team of Tornado Tony Kazina, one half of the CWE Tag Team Champions, the Crazed Cowboy, Jacob Creed, and the owner of RCW.
And your close personal friend.
I am going to slap you just for saying that.
But you guys spend so much time arguing. I think that, you know, it's like when you see Moonlighting where Bruce Willis and Cybill Shepherd argued so much it ended up.
Shut up.
Okay, you weren't going with this. Anyways, yes.
Steven Stiles.
The man who knows less about wrestling than any. Oh, wait, no. Go on. Sorry.
We're probably going to have an hour-long discussion on that one there.
Yes.
Taking on a man that truly impressed us last show that he was here, Garrison Creed.
Mm-hmm.
And then the team of Alex Anthony and Roy Flash Gordon, the Soldiers of Supreme, or Soldiers of Supremacy, that's
Supremacy.
What it was.
Odd choice of words.
It works out. But speaking of working out, this team worked out really well.
They really meshed well together for a three-man unit. Obviously, Garrison Creed seems to be their kind of commander, you know, he's kind of the drill sergeant of it, because they seem to fall in line with him really well and meshed really well.
Absolutely. And in the end, they did get the victory. And I will admit this, I really don't want to. But I will admit this. Steven Styles has been working harder in that ring now than I've seen in the years that I've seen him in wrestling right now.
I'll agree, because you know what? Usually he gets gassed before he gets in the ring. He actually didn't get gassed till about 10 seconds into the ring. And that's about 20 seconds longer than it usually takes him to gas. So good for you, buddy.
All comments regarding to that could be sent to from the Second Row Productions. Thank you. And then from there, let's just move on here to our
we can't forget Tony Cazzino. Every time I see this guy, he puts on such a talented show. He may sometimes be popular with the fans. He's one of those veterans who's a journeyman. You know, some days if you're cheering him, he's happy with that. If you're booing him, he's happy with that. All he knows is he wants to get in there and get the payday. Tonight he didn't do it. Tonight the Soldiers of Supremacy definitely meshed more. But I expect great things. I mean, you can't. Jacob Creed, one half of CWE's Tag Team Championship. There's obviously a guy who knows his team stuff.
Now, here's the thing. You had Garrison Creed pin Jacob Creed for the 1-2-3.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to line him up for a potential CWE Tag Team title shot when his partner, the Rebel Bobby Collins, and him get together for a potential matchup here. Garrison's got to have a shot for that title.
And, you know, it just occurred to me, because there were 6 minutes to see you guys. Creed pins Creed. I wonder if there's a bit of a family connection.
Yeah, actually, they said Garrison completely repeated all the time, "Big brother, I beat you twice now." So, this looks like it's the second time on the tour that he's won. Mm-hmm. So,
I think that the upcoming Mother's Day family get-together may be a little rough in the Creed household, if you know what I mean.
Just a little. But speaking of rough outings, we had a return to St. Albert Wrestling of Silly Willie Saint.
Not the golden, the silver lining of professional wrestling. Not the Silly Willie. Come on, I'm wearing his shirt for a reason. The man has talent. Tonight, he overextended, and he humiliated himself a tiny bit. But those are rough early days, Willie. You keep going.
Before I continue, did he pay you $20 or $30 to wear that shirt?
$20, but I'm not supposed to talk about it.
All right, fair enough. Now, he gets to take on the promoter of the tour, the owner of the company. He's got everything stacked again. Danny Duggan, who is, let's face it, folks, if you guys haven't seen WWE Raw, he's been on there. He's been on an episode of Main Event, I do believe, against Jack Swagger. He is getting everywhere, and he's finally getting recognized for the talent that he truly is. And not only does he have that, but he also has WWE Hall of Famer, Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff, in his corner for this match.
Well, you know, like we've said, Duggan is definitely a guy who I don't understand, once again, why this guy isn't in the big leagues. I mean, he is another guy. You look at him, and he is what you dream of the cartoon wrestlers. Like, he's a big guy. He looks like a wrestler. He walks like a wrestler. You know, William Saint, he hasn't been doing a lot lately. It's been a while since I've seen him in the ring. He had a good performance tonight, but let's face it, Duggan took him out. But, you know, the whole stuff with Paul Orndorff, I wish Willie had just kept his mouth shut. He brought it on himself, well, and I don't even want to talk about it.
Let's get to let's talk about the conclusion of the match. The way it finished is Willie was going to try to hit Duggan with a chair.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Orndorff grabs the chair from the side of the ring, pulls it out of his way, and then all of a sudden Duggan gets control and gets the 1-2-3 out of it.
Yeah.
And I will say this, it was on a beautiful spine buster.
Yeah.
I love me some spine buster.
I don't know if Willie even has a spine left. I think it shot out of his nose and mouth. It went into the front row, knocked somebody out. It was tremendous. Duggan definitely deserved that victory. But do not count William Saint out. There is a reason he's the silver lining of professional wrestling.
Except the problem is he has a silver tongue as well. So after the match, the team of Duggan and Orndorff are about to leave, and Saint gets on the mic and demands that Orndorff get in the ring because he cost him the match. He wants to fight him. I'm sorry, folks. He still had a little bit of legs in him there, Mr. Orndorff. Turns around, talks to Duggan 1 second. Next thing you know, he is eating the Hall of Fame ring upside his chin.
No comment. I don't want to comment on this.
Okay, fair enough. I was enjoying it immensely. But then after that, we come back to the semi-main event, a tag team match between Tasty Travis Cole. I almost feel bad for saying that.
How is he tasty? I'm more like salty Travis Cole, but go on.
And then his tag team partner was Cute Cody Lane.
Cody Lane. Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Now, Cody last month was our surprise, or last show, apologies, was the surprise of the night for us. Mm-hmm. And to me, to be honest, he didn't disappoint again. He put in a hell of an effort.
The guy has got some pretty tough moves, including a move I never want to see again called the Super Dick Party, which I don't want to talk about.
Think of the whoopee cushion splash with your head not on the mat. Let's just put it that way, folks. But you know what? He put in a hell of an effort, but there's one big problem with effort. When you're going against top talent, you're going to fall short. And that's who they had to face tonight. Team hashtag top talent, Big Jess Youngblood and Heavy Metal.
You know what? I got to say something here. Fans, we know here all through Alberta, we know about Jess Youngblood. We know about Heavy Metal. But my goodness, coming into this time, finding themselves in the situation where they were actually the cheer team, they were incredible tonight as a unit. I want me some more top talent tag team, but I don't need them being total jerks as they usually are in the RCW ring. I want to see the kind of team I saw tonight. That was some pretty heavy bruising, some great moves, and they were definitely a team that you just didn't mess with.
Now, when it comes to team top talent, I think we can make it clear, based on everything I said on Friday's quick calls from the RCW show, me and Metal aren't exactly the best of friends at this moment. But I will tell you something during this match, and it's very hard for me to admit this. I got lost in that rivalry, and I was so impressed that I ended up cheering Metal during this match. It was an absolutely amazing performance by both these guys. I've always had a very good respect for Big Jess Youngblood. He may not do everything the right way, but damn is he entertaining when he does it. And Metal, you know what? I might not like what he does in RCW, but I damn well respect him for a performance like he did tonight.
I got to throw props to the guy. He has taken such a beating the last two nights. And a lot of it, yes, he brought on himself, and a lot of it may be deserving. But for a guy who took such horrendous beatings the last two nights to come out and give a performance like tonight, the man is tough. He may be a jerk at times, but Heavy Metal, he's definitely a tough guy and a top talent.
Absolutely, and I can't wait. I can't wait now. His next performance is going to be on the anniversary tour for RCW, as he's going to be taking on the Monster Abyss in a Monsters Ball match May 12th in Edmonton. Yeah, this is our cheap plug for RCW during the CWE podcast. I understand that. But speaking of RCW, we have one of our stars in the main event here.
Yeah, definitely a star going up against one of the biggest stars from CWE. AJ Sanchez is definitely one of CWE's big top guns.
Absolutely. And what he was pulling off in this match, my God, like some of the moves that these guys were putting on, he was being dirty. Like he was a dirty Sanchez, but frankly, him and Markey work so well in that ring together. And Markey knows how to work well with pretty much any talent that he's put in front of him, so.
Sometimes I wonder if Marky's got some kind of internal springs in him that absorb things. Because, I mean, AJ had him in the corner, runs in with an elbow, runs in with a splash, and then a cannonball. My God, it was like three giant big man moves against that corner. Markey manages to still slither up and absorb it. And at the end, that terrible, I don't know, you know, Markey, he went up to the top rope, goes to do his trademark, you know, back flip into the...
It was a moonsault off the top rope onto the floor, onto Sanchez.
However.
Unfortunately. Dude, and this is where my down is for this venue every time we have it here. The height of the roof. Mm-hmm. Because of the height of the roof, he couldn't go to the top rope for it. He had to do it from the second rope.
And he tried to slide in. He tried to pull it in so he wouldn't hit the top. And
he ends up almost knocking himself out on the ring steps on the outside of the ring. He missed it. We have footage, and it will be up on the Edmonton SPN Facebook page here, hopefully within the next couple weeks, of the moonsault, because the Wrestling Mind got an absolute beautiful picture of it.
Well, you know, it was a great time. I know you're not going to be tomorrow at the next show. I will send you something. Fans, we won't let you down. We'll let you know results. We'll have it. I'll send it in as quick as Mike. I don't always say that, but I will send it in really quick so we can get it, because we're progressing in this day of tours.
And I know that you're planning on doing a special presentation on CWE, mm-hmm. not only for the podcast, but mm-hmm. also with Gutbuster TV.
You bet. It's going to be a co-production thing. You will be talking. Both guys will get it. It may be slightly edited differently on each editor's side, but it'll be an interesting thing. Just looking at the two-day tours, looking at some of these wrestlers coming in, looking at Tony Kazina and his developmental talent thing that he's been doing. And if you don't know what that is, fans, you're going to find out what that is. And just a lot of interesting stuff. I had a great time tonight. The matches were awesome. And I'm looking forward tomorrow to seeing what tomorrow will bring for CWE. And I got to say, Mike, you guys, and I saw the Front Row Mafia across from me hamming it up. I never get to sit with the Mafia if I'm with my wife because she's a very shy girl who doesn't really want to be heard, and you guys are loud. And
Delmer's loud. We just follow up.
I heard a lot of Saskatchewan taunts on Rex Roberts from a certain referee named.
I no comment.
But you know what, Mike? Great time tonight. It was great to see you guys out here. Please keep supporting CWE because they are something different. They're not here every month. And you know what? Sometimes I wish they were because they offer something unique.
Folks, this is the third day of, I believe, a 14 or 18-day tour.
It's a 16-day tour.
Three.
Three, okay.
Check out cwecanada.ca for all the details of the tour if they're in the area. In the next 4 days, they are going to Red Deer, Calgary, Medicine Hat, and then I do believe they're sliding into Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan for a few things, Ontario, and finishing in Thunder Bay.
Yeah, after a couple of days, you're going to get some banjo music together, and then they'll be heading into Saskatchewan. So
yeah, and then they'll be getting some lonely, quiet, destitute music as you head to Thunder Bay, because that's pretty far.
Pretty much. And I know that T. James Logan here has to step out because he's got to go deal with some other top talent here. So
you're the only top talent in my books, Mike. You know that.
Mr. T. James Logan, thank you for joining me here. I guess I'll wrap up the show all solo here.
You bet. You have yourself a good night, Mike, and we will see you at the matches, kids.
All right, time for the highlight of the night here. And I'm going to have to say that match between Silly Willie Saint, William Saint, the silver lining of professional wrestling, and Danny Duggan had the crowd on their feet for most of it. And Mr. Orndorff, for being the man that he's got to be in his 60s now, 60s, 70s, somewhere in there. He still knows how to take control of a crowd in a situation. It was rather fantastic, personally. But my surprise of the night, we're going to go with Omar Amir. I didn't even read that much into this card, but this guy was, oh my God, kind of talent. You are definitely going to want to check him out if he is in your area. Look him up online. And was a hell of a show, folks. Hell of a show. But this is going to wrap up day three of the Super Weekend of Wrestling here. If you guys haven't checked it out yet, please check out the quick calls from the RCW Maria Waschuk Memorial Show that Andre C., the Wrestling Mind, nicely did with myself interjecting closer in the end, as well as the PWA Hysteria Show that I covered from yesterday in Edmonton. Our next quick calls is actually going to be coming from a new venue, the X Hall in Red Deer, as RCW presents Regeneration. It's going to be a new venue, going to be some crazy matches. I'm not sure of the whole card yet, but check out the Sounds of Struggle coming up every Thursday at midnight. I got some new stuff coming down the pipeline here, folks, so stay tuned. And don't forget, check out our YouTube page where we have RCW Breakout TV as well as CWC Evolution. But I think I've rambled enough here, folks. But 23 minutes for a quick calls and only having two guys on, that's pretty impressive. So, but just remember, folks, if you're going to make a good call, make a quick call. And this has been Quick Calls with Mike the Ref and T. James Logan, covering CWC 8th Anniversary Tour, Edmonton Stop, on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
This has been Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. Contact us on Facebook or check out edmontonspn.podbean.com.